generally, how would you sum up the season?
I think all things considered, it went really well. We were able to harvest a lot of fish. We came in way over forecast for total run and catch for the Naknek-Quijac district. Looking at well over 14 million catch, and now things are really winding down, and I think some companies have already quit buying, and maybe a few will hang on for a while, but 14 million is a pretty big harvest for this district. The biggest highlight of the season run-wise was the Naknek River. We're looking at a total run of somewhere over 10 million, around 10.5 million fish, and that beats the previous record from 1991, which was about 9.8 million fish. That turned into also the largest escapement for the Naknek River at over 4.1 million. So pretty interesting to see that. Quijac River had a good run. It came in just under forecast, but pretty good run, around 9 million fish there. And the Lagnac did well, came in just over forecast, with around 4.8 million, 4.9 million fish there. The escapements for those rivers were good. Quijac came in right in at 4 million, which is what we were kind of shooting for all season, so that was good. And let's see, Lagnac came in about just under 2.4 million, so real nice, strong run there in the Lagnac, too.
How does this year compare to last year in the Naknek Quijac?
Well, the Naknek was... it was kind of similar in that the Naknek was a really big run, although Quijac run timing was better. It was a little bit larger running the Quijac. We didn't have quite the disparity in run timing like we did the year before, so that made managing for both rivers a little bit more feasible. We still got more fish up the neck than we were looking for, but that's just kind of the way things go. We were fishing. We fish basically every tide from June 30th on. Part of that, I think, had to do with the way fish were running. Last year, they were uptight on the beach, and this year, they seemed to be out in deeper water for whatever reason that is. So I think that allowed some more fish to get by the nets than maybe would have. But overall, I mean, things were pretty good. The Lagnac was a little stronger than last year. It's pretty exciting to see the Naknek producing as many fish as it is last year and this year.
Were there any big surprises or highlights of the season, things that were challenging?
No, actually, this is the smoothest season I've experienced as far as management decisions and, fishery performance and stuff since I've been working in Bristol Bay. So that was nice for me. There were the obvious challenges of working around COVID-19. That seemed to work out actually pretty well, all things considered. Yeah, I mean, I think we can say it's been a pretty successful season for Bristol Bay salmon. So that's all been great.
Are you looking forward at all to next year? Are there things that you're thinking about already, or are you kind of taking a step back?
Well, actually looking forward to next year. I'm pretty optimistic. We'll crunch all the numbers and, and through the fall and by November have a forecast, but just without crunching the numbers and looking at the different age classes that were coming back this year, things look good for the future. We had a lot of the younger age classes showing up, the jacks and the two ocean fish that we typically see precede the big 1-3 runs. So just based on seeing those fish, those size fish and those ages and good numbers this year, a good distribution across age classes makes me think we'll probably have another good run this year, particularly in the Naknek, but I expect the Lagnac and Quijac to do fine as well.
Awesome. So, anything else you want to say about the season?
That's all I got, Sage. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your year, I guess.
All right, you too. Take care.
Goodbye.
And bye.